Next item on the agenda will be item number nine. Mr. Rodenbeck, or I can call for Mr. Mulhall. Does he need additional time on this matter as well? Or are we good moving forward on this?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think this is a complete, like, item number nine?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's a completely different application than item number seven. I
yes,
think
sir.
we're still trying to work out, trying to hash out between us, the applicant, agent, and parks on item number seven still. But item number nine, I believe, can go forward.
Okay,
yeah, this
Ryan,
is Ryan with Cartesian. I'm available. So
okay, all right. I just want to make sure you weren't in the middle of a conversation or an email or something. Okay, then let's call for item number nine, PR 2024-011188, minor plat application number 2025-00040, CSI Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall, agent for East Central Ministries, Inc., request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot track 22 and 23 through 26, VL-74-13, 20, and lot 27, La Mesa subdivision. Subject property is zoned RT and located at 161 Chama Street Northeast, which is the southeast corner of the intersection of Domingo Road and Alcazar Street Northeast, containing approximately 0.6195 acres in area. Mr. Mulhall, let me swear you in, and then if you'll give us your name and address for the record, we'll let you explain the proposal. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
It's Ryan Mulhall, and I do swear.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, all everybody again. This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. We are looking to consolidate four existing vacant lots into one new lot, 23A. We are granting an overhead utility easement along the spine of the lot heading north to south for the existing overhead utility lines that's shown there on screen. We're also requesting a determination to allow the existing sidewalks to remain as is. You know, they fit in character with the neighborhood, and so we feel like that'll allow this vacant site to be developed. With that, we wait comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Mr. Mulhall, appreciate that. Let me now jump to any members of the public that wish to provide comment or testimony on item number nine, application number, project number PR 2024-011188. If you're a member of the public and wish to provide testimony on this, if you'd please use the raise your hand feature or let us know of your intention to participate. Not seeing anybody doing that. Last call for any members of the public for item number nine. All right, Ryan, sit tight and let's hear from our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority comments, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
So there's an availability statement 2520712 and reviewing right now for signature. That'll provide conditions for service. That's more of an informational comment here. The plat does not affect any of the infrastructure access, so no objections to that. And I guess the availability will be coming soon, FYI. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Boylan, let's do code enforcement comments next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Rodenbeck, Parks and Rec comments, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
1 second here. I'm having PDF issues. I'm bringing those up. Could you go to planning comments?
Absolutely. And do you want me to go there
I'll
first?
I'm trying to open up the PDF. I was having issues.
Sure. Mr. Boylan, let me jump to you. I know we're going a little bit out of typical order here, but let me jump back to you, Mr. Boylan, for planning comments, please.
Of course. I have a couple of comments from planning. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIST office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. Per 66K2K, the date of DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat. After DHO approval and final sign-off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to Jay Rodenbeck and Angela Gomez should the plat be approved by the DHO. And per 66K2I of the IDO, the applicant shall record the plat with Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. And that concludes planning comments.
Spoiling, thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, how are you doing?
I'm good now. I got the
Ready?
PDF
Okay.
pulled up for Parks comments. So, Mr. Hearing Officer, Parks has no comments or objections to this requested action.
Mr. Rodenbeck, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Chen, Hydrology will be next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please, sir.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, Transportation will wrap us up. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Let's see. The justification for determination to allow sidewalks to remain at current width is acceptable to transportation. We have no objection. Prior to site plan, an approved TCL will be required.
Mr. Armijo, thank you, sir. Ryan, well, Mr. Mulhall, we'll jump back to you. Any questions or closing remarks?
No, let's try with Cartesian. We'll get the DXF approved and get the approval dates and information on the plat. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Rodenbeck.
Yes, sir.
Question about sidewalk determination. We just heard from Mr. Armijo that it's acceptable to his group. Do you need a finding from me on that particular matter, or is that incorporated into the resulting decision?
Mr. Hearing Officer, you can request a finding about that determination. I think we typically have that as a finding. So if you
okay.
want to formally note that as a finding, we can definitely get that in there. I see Mr. Boylan put in the conditions of approval as well. Yeah, so we don't have that addressed in the condition. So yeah, I think we can note that as a finding.
Okay, then I will close the floor on item number 9, PR 2024-011188. I'm going to approve this particular request because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval will have a finding that states that the determination on the sidewalks is acceptable to transportation. And the approval will be based on the following or be associated with the following conditions. One, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval has to be must be provided. Number two, per section 66K2K, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Third, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Number four, the DHO approval and final sign-off, after approval, DHO approval and final sign-off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to the respective city staff members. And then finally, number five, per section 66K2L of the IDO, the applicant shall record the plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after date of the final signature on the plat. Otherwise, the subdivision will be voided. Thank you all for your testimony and participation on that matter. That will conclude item number 9.